Proclamation number 6039 of 31st of August, 1954. Signs and wonders of the end time. False Christs and prophets. I want to do everything for you in order to save your souls from ruin, from renewed banishment in the creations of the new earth. Nevertheless, everything has to happen within the framework of the natural in order not to force you to accept faith, in order to let you make the decision in fullest freedom of will. But I help you through unusual phenomena of all kinds through which I want to make you humans think. But my adversary will also want to influence you in the same way. He, too, will worry you through phenomena which, however, shall have the opposite effect. To destroy your faith in me. If you can be informed about such unusual phenomena, then you will also recognize the satanic influence. Without enlightenment, however, you will be inclined to regard his work as a relinquishment of my omnipotence, and then you may have grave doubts about my love and wisdom. For what he presents to you will never serve a noble purpose but will result in bad consequences. But whatever I want to use to win your souls will only ever betray my love and wisdom. It will always be something that serves your realization, which shall awaken and strengthen your faith in me. Whatever comes from me must have good effects and will also be recognizable as my work. And attention shall be paid to this in the last days before the end, for many things will happen which seem unusual to you humans and therefore also impress you. And it will be possible for you to distinguish if you are of good will. For Satan cannot hide himself, and all his works betray him by their consequences. Therefore beware of false Christs and false prophets. They too will appear before the end, just as I raise up true prophets who shall proclaim me in my name, and whose mission I shall also confirm by signs and wonders. And my adversary will also perform signs and miracles which, however, are very easy to see through because they betray what the true prophets and proclaimers of my teaching denounce, worldly successes, the strengthening of earthly power and misguided teachings which give a distorted image of me, thus undermining faith in me. And if something seems puzzling to you humans and you are unable to give yourselves an explanation, just pay attention to the effect. Pay attention to which impulses are awakened in people and whether they are suitable to awaken faith in me. Or whether Roman one, as God and creator of eternity, am thereby discredited. And whether my love, wisdom and omnipotence are thereby called into question, thus the faith in me is portrayed as doubtful. And you'll recognize which spirit is at work. You'll remember my warnings against false Christs and false prophets. But my signs and wonders can lead you to faith, for they clearly prove a power which is well disposed towards you and which wants to save you from spiritual death while there is still time. Pay attention to these signs, for they also announce the near end to you, and they shall speak to those who have not yet completely decided in favor of my adversary. Amen.